Can we all clap at the same time so I have an audio mark for
us?
No,
this isn't work. This isn't work. Okay.
With a delay, it does not work. Confirm this.
Ready?
Yes.
Damn it. Okay, hey, that's good enough. I can sync that. Let's just, can we all clap to the tune of Old MacDonald?
What are we clapping on? Are we clapping on?
On Old MacDonald, like this. Old MacDonald had a farm.
We need a starting point, Dylan.
All right. I guess this is
one,
the starting point.
1, 2, 3, 4. Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E. And
no,
this is the one. Oh, no, I was going to use this for counting. Ah.
Go ahead.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4. Old MacDonald.
I didn't know we were doing it again.
Okay.
I thought you were starting the podcast.
Yeah, start it.
I guess we're just doing karaoke at this point. Welcome to the Winter's Coming Fantasy Hockey Podcast with Alex and Dylan. I'm Alex.
I'm Dylan. Oh, that was really good. Well done.
Yeah, I've been practicing all week.
You did your vocal exercises.
I did. And there's no one else here. So we're talking about football this week, right? The Eagles won?
Please no.
Yeah, fuck Tom Brady.
Whoa. Okay, anyways.
I guess you got to mark it explicit. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Check the box. Well,
we're going to mark this one. So just to, there are other people here besides Dylan and I. We got Megan and Paul, the power couple who are co-managing their team. We never
actually.
Do we know
collusion for life?
Yes.
CFL.
CFL.
The greatest sports league.
So just to give a warning to our listeners who may have children in the car.
We have a lot of listeners. This could definitely happen.
We'll talk about our stats in a second here. We can play fantasy podcast. Like, we'll draft podcasts.
Oh, anyways, I'd win that too.
What do you mean two?
All right, we're getting, let him do the introductions.
So this may get a little explicit. We'll mark it as explicit in the title, and I think that'll save us from double jeopardy.
Yeah. Wait.
Right?
Like, what? We won't be sued twice?
Yeah, and we're recording at sea, so we're in international waters.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the wonderful thing about having a boat.
Yeah. And we're also all drinking something. What are we drinking?
Megan, what are you drinking?
I've got a Mary Gossa by Poyala, I think, is the brewer.
You're drinking a chip dip.
Coriander definitely sounds like a chip dip. It's like this weird beer that Dylan gave me for my birthday. It's a sour wheat beer brewed with coriander seeds and pink Himalayan rock salt. And it's delicious.
It's a collaborative with sage, I think, right? That's what we decided. Yeah.
Essential oils, so it's definitely healthy.
Yeah. Tune in every Thursday for our beer podcast.
Yes. Where we draft beers, perhaps? Oh, double meaning.
That wasn't even on purpose.
Yeah. draft beers.
You better get that domain before this goes live.
Yeah, fantasy draft beers.
Hover.com, is it available? use promo code WC. No, I'm kidding. We don't have a promo code.
WTF?
Dylan, what are you drinking?
I just cracked the last of my 33 Acres of Life California Common.
Ooh.
It's a light beer, but it's also tasty, which don't usually go together.
Right. I prefer my beers served with a fruit slice.
Shock top.
Which is why I'm drinking Red Rose. It's a tea.
Red Rose alcoholic tea by Tetley.
Yeah.
You really just derailed where we were going with this.
Paul, what are you drinking?
It's from the Parallel 49 Advent beer pack. It's the Proper Treacle London Porter.
Ooh, fancy. Although
sounds
I think you have to
thick.
Speak in an accent for the rest of the podcast, though.
Nobody wants that.
I'll just shift it at random.
Oh, and then you know nothing about hockey and you only want to talk about football, which is not actually football, but soccer.
It's football.
Yes, footy. I'd like to speak about footy.
Megan, I thought you said no one would want this. I want nothing more than what's happening right now.
Well, here we are.
All right. So let's take a look at the standings from this week. I guess we can... I'm losing.
What's new?
Yeah.
Dude, you've been losing for so long.
You're welcome.
It's sad.
Hey,
I wish
last week, I won.
I wish that you were as successful as our podcast.
Oh, we'll talk about our successful podcast in a second, sir. Well, just taking a quick look here.
Are you looking at week 14?
Let's do the week in review. So week 14, also named Yoswag, a.k.a. me, beat I'm Bettman 8-2. However, I still stay in 11th. I don't know.
Yeah, man. 11th place.
It's, hey, 2-1s. I'm winning twice is what I'm going to go with here.
All right.
Does that check out?
No.
Okay.
You're almost winning the waiver wire. You're in fourth on the waiver wire.
Ooh, there's been a lot of waiver wire action. But we'll talk about that later, maybe. I don't know. Write that down in our note.
All right, I'll write it down.
I feel like I might be on the waiver wire for someone. I can't remember.
Well, is that because you're not making your own moves? I don't know.
No.
We both make our own moves for each other.
Ah.
I don't know if that's not legal or illegal.
Does it really matter? We're like 2 points apart in the standings.
Yeah. I keep on cutting everybody off, but go ahead, Fergie. Finish the thing.
No, are you done your thought, Dylan? I really want you to, you know, fully explore what you're...
No, I say. I would rather you continue what you were saying.
Okay. Henrik and Morty tied with Babies Got Backlund 6-6. I have no emotional feeling about that.
Paul, how do you think you did that week?
I feel like it was an even week. It's almost like we tied.
You guys almost tied on there's 13 categories that we do, and you guys tied on almost tied on every one of them except for shorthanded goals. You also didn't play enough goalies that week.
Well, I had my goalies are quite a story, but I guess we'll get into that at some
point. Hold on, you didn't play enough goalies and had five of them on your team. In fact,
over the course of the
second,
week, it wasn't all at once.
Over that entire week, you guys both had Tristan Jarry on your team, and only Greg got points for him. You dropped him?
Well, I've got him now.
Oh, you have him now.
Okay,
maybe that's what it is. You have him now. That's the first time I've seen the same player on both teams in 1 week.
Yeah, I mean, the real problem with goaltenders last week was Robin Lehner. And I'm holding my face in my hands as I say that.
You know, Buffalo like actively trades out any players that are trying to win, right?
No, they stopped doing that when they thought they were going to be good this year.
Oh, right, because they gave Jack Eichel a bunch of money.
Yeah, the team didn't get the message, though.
Jack Eichel, wunderkind car repairsman, right?
Car repairsman?
Or mechanic, right.
I like repairsman a lot better.
Repairsman.
Yeah. I also do.
Can we put in a request to officially change that?
Yes. We'll talk to the Trades Commission? I don't know who to contact about that.
I think you've got a new team.
Probably
name.
The union.
The tradesman. No.
The
repairman.
That's a
the
thing.
Repairman.
Let's just get it done while the U.S. government's shut down.
Ooh. I don't know too much about that.
Welcome to the political hour.
So I mean, I don't want
to
talk about that.
Hour.
Welcome to
about
Winter's
that.
Coming Political Podcast.
No, we're not going there. I don't need Steve chiming in on this.
Okay. That's the end of the Winter's Coming Political Podcast.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks for joining us.
Brought to you by the national parks. I don't know.
Yeah. Canada 150.
Also, Canada 150. See it in your local beer shop.
All right. Moving on. Right,
brought it back. Okay. also Yoloswag, beating up Yoloswag Sahili 8-4.
I love when the parody gets the better of the original.
Has the original ever beat the parody?
I don't think the original has ever won.
But the remakes are always better than the original, right? That's what people say about movies.
Yeah. I'm looking right now. He has not won a single week.
He's
tied
way.
2 weeks and he's lost everything else.
Nick, I'm so sorry.
Are you though?
I'm not.
You had such, are you not? I'm I feel bad.
I mean, Nick, maybe he'll win this friends. Week. Oh wait, never mind. He's losing again.
Isn't this week stupendously long or something though?
That's next week.
That's next week.
Next week.
Week
why
15.
Is it longer?
16 for those counting.
Why is week the, 16 super long?
All-star break. We will be doing Fantasy All-Star though. I have a treat for you guys next week.
Ooh, okay. Brent's behind continues his winning ways, winning 6-5 against Beast of New Haven. He's on a roll, and his team keeps on scoring. It's good. Brock Lobster, Dylan, beating up Tootin' the Stall.
Just squeaked it out.
Beating the other Sullivan, or is he a Sullivan?
He is a Sullivan.
Yes.
Yeah, and last week was my yearly meeting of Mark, just to make sure that he's really a person.
Well, you met him in person?
Yeah, well, twice. Like 2 years ago, I met him for the first time at Megan's birthday, and then last week, met him again, shook his hand. I was like, okay, you're still flesh and bones. You can still be part of this league.
Oh, yeah, I think... Wait, never mind. I didn't go to Megan's birthday party because I wasn't invited.
I guess
she
we
just,
have no
she
comment
just giggles.
On that.
I don't know.
For you, if it's any consolation, Dylan wouldn't have been invited if it wasn't for Alicia. Boom.
I believe it.
Well, you know.
She's my ticket to a lot of. She's my ticket to a lot of things.
Yeah. You're really, like, you played that well.
I won the fantasy girlfriend draft.
Oh, I guess Megan's undraftable, right? Because she's
I'm off the table.
Yeah,
I'm not.
Paul,
like,
you don't ever go like, "This is my girlfriend, Megan," right? You don't say that, right?
I tend not to.
Okay, is it ever advantageous to refer someone as a girlfriend instead of a wife? Like,
you could be like, "I broke up with my girlfriend to marry my girlfriend."
What?
Because, like, then she'd be, I don't know, then she's a wife. So, like, you broke up and then you got back together, like, a minute later.
I don't think this is working.
No,
yeah,
it's not.
We're in the weeds, Dylan. Save it.
Who's
up next? I
think
it's up to Fergie.
Seven Stains losing 3-8 to Philip on Forsbergers. Forsbergers?
Forsbergers.
Four burger and Megan narrowing out So Silver's 5-4.
My team doesn't have a name.
The Godfellas.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for finally using that picture that was so well.
Oh
suited.
Yes, you finally did change it.
That's been Megan, there for weeks.
I know, but now you're on the podcast, so thanks.
It's true. You're welcome.
So, whose team do you want to talk about first, Paul or Megan's? Or I guess it's both your teams. So.
This is not true.
Paul, could you explain your picture? Because I don't even know what it is. Is that...
Paul can't explain it.
I'm pretty sure it's Sir Mix-a-Lot with Michael Backlund's face attached to him.
Is this an original artwork?
That is exactly what it is, and it is an original artwork.
It is an original.
So it's not
an original?
I believe. It's...
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'd just like to tell everyone
Dylan,
that Avi...
Can
this,
I,
hold
can
on.
I...
Avi, this weekend... was really upset that no one commented on his picture of Batman with a Batman mask on, which is also an original. He spent 5 whole minutes on it, and he was sad that nobody said anything about it.
Well,
I looked at it, and I mentally shrugged my shoulders. I couldn't even muster up the physical strength to do it.
Yeah, I know. It's not that remarkable, but I thought I'd air it out on here, you know?
Shout out to Abby. I've always been a fan of the why are we talking about pictures on an audio podcast? But I've always been I've always been a fan of the custom avatars, even though mine's probably just the first Google image of gold chain. But kudos to Paul. Paul, this looks really well done. How long did he spend on this?
Well, like most things on my team, I didn't actually do it. It was Megan.
The truth comes clever. Out.
Megan, how long did you spend on this?
Well, I think I beat Abby in terms of the time spent. I managed to spend less. I think it was maybe like 3 minutes.
3 minutes. Whoa. Oh, I thought you were going to say really? Spent more time, and I was like, that's not winning.
No, I mean, it didn't take long.
What was your editing and I think it turned program out of choice?
Probably Pages.
Yes.
She's a company woman.
Make it in Pages and then take a screenshot. That's what I do.
I'm pretty sure that's what I did.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well done. The weird thing is you didn't even make it for the fantasy team. You just...
Yeah, you were just having fun.
You just happened to have it.
And making mashups.
Totally.
So looking at Paul's...
I gotta say, it was actually a result of one of the previous podcasts where you guys were giving people shit for not having a non-standard image.
Yeah, the only teams that don't have custom images now are Mark, who doesn't partake in anything besides the league, which is weird. I guess you have to have one of those people, right? Who just like doesn't give a shit.
He's just a shadow.
I mean, he only lives one day a year, and that's Megan's birthday.
Okay, well, he rises from the ground.
He's just an AI, right?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure we added him. Like, we didn't add him to the league. He was just there when the league started.
Yeah.
And then the other person is Justin, who I know listens to these podcasts because he'll give us his one-sentence review. Like,
he's obsessed with the North Korea talk.
The North Korea jokes were funny. Do more of those.
Speaking of which, they did send a cheerleading army or something. Or, like, no, that's not what it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the cheerleaders are actually trained spies or something like that.
I don't know. I just saw that they sent a bunch of cheerleaders.
Welcome back to our political podcast.
Yes. Yes. you know who isn't shut down? North Korea? I don't know. Anyways, that's the end of the political podcast again.
So, hey, Fergie, we have a couple of new things to announce.
So we have a couple things. We have... So, yes, last week we begun to offer real fantasy hockey advice. Dylan, I actually understand we have a listener who isn't part of the league and probably listened to us for our fantasy advice. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, we gave out two pieces of fantasy knowledge last week, one of which you took immediately. How did that turn out?
I don't actually know. Let me take a look.
Let me spoil it for you. It didn't work.
Oh, okay.
Kunitz got 0 points in the time that he spent on the top line. I checked like a couple of days later and I was like, oh, wow, that was some great advice that didn't work out. Anyways, because we gave out that advice, though, we gained one follower on SoundCloud. So Ryan Pratt, if you're listening, thanks. We'll try and do better next time.
That was very heartfelt, Dylan.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to make it matter, right? I feel like I'm, you know, we're enriching this person's life and we owe it to them to entertain them for an hour. Also, please pay us on Patreon.
I have
Patreon.
To be here for an hour?
Please pay us on
please donate
Patreon. Donate.
Pratt-treon, right? Because we really want Mr. Pratt to...
Boy, oh boy.
I will say, perhaps what we'll do just to help Mr. Pratt out is whenever we start to offer actual fantasy advice, we'll just like, Pratt, listen up, and then we'll like talk about our fantasy hockey advice.
Hey, otherwise he can just ignore. I think we found a new segment.
Yeah, Pratt Talk.
It's Pratt Talk. I have no advice right now.
Advice
though.
Right now, so I have something.
Yeah, we'll do it later when we have more advice.
Okay. The other thing that we have set up is a URL. So after weeks of teasing, we have acquired the rights after numerous negotiations.
Yes, we now own winteriscoming.com.
Darn it.
Shit, wait a second. We should have done winteriscoming.com.
That's definitely not available. I bet you if I go to wintercoming.com, I haven't gone on.
Turn
to
on
it.
Private browsing first.
Okay, good point. Oh, right, because we found an alternative podcast to our...
It's spelt with an O.
Winter is coming. Yeah, I spelt winter is coming with an O.
it's definitely already
okay,
a
before I press enter, is it a one? Is it like a parked website, like just with random links so that people buy it? Is it two, a Game of Thrones fan fiction website? Or is it three, a porn site?
I vote two.
I'm going to go with, well, I already went, so I'm going to say two.
Paul?
Having just heard Dylan's remarks, I'm going to go with number one.
Okay. And winteriscoming.net. And it's a very well put together site here. There's an editorial. Oh.
Does it have fantasy hockey?
It looks like it's a part of the fansided.com.
Hold on. I'm going to go use their search function.
Community of web pages. You're going to search for hockey?
Throne style hockey. Intro, shoots, and scores. We explain all the alleged plot holes and beyond the wall.
Interesting.
Yes.
Content is questionable.
Content is questionable. Does hockey appear in this article? Ooh. I live in a country where the javelin throw is the second most revered form of sport after ice hockey. Hello?
What?
I'm just reading this article. Dylan left.
Radio silence.
I guess okay. We know how he felt about the article.
Okay. Yeah, so Dylan's not here. He's my color guy, but...
Who needs Dylan?
Who needs Dylan? Actually, Paul, why don't you take over as co-host?
Sure.
Megan, you'll act as guest. And
winning.
Then... There we go. Megan, I have your team up here. Do you have a... Who's the MVP of your team, would you say?
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And it doesn't... Keep in mind, your MVP doesn't necessarily have to be, like, the person who scores the most amount of points. It could be, like... You know, the spiritual leader or like the motivational leader or whatever of your team.
I mean, last week it's gotta be yeah, I think for Hart, I'm gonna go with Chris Russell.
Ooh, tell me more about Chris Russell.
I mean, he's terrible.
Ooh,
but
okay.
The guy tries really hard, takes a lot of shots, and he blocks a lot of shots.
Yeah, and just looking at his stat line, a lot of zeros in the goals and assists.
Yeah, not a like point accumulation player, but the blocks though. That's a guy who's really willing to put himself on the line for the game.
So let's talk about that. Let's break that down. Why does Chris Russell need to put his body on the line? Because he gives up the puck every time he touches it.
Not untrue.
Like, without fail.
But I think in actual fact, like, I gotta go with Evgeny Malkin as, like, MVP. We kicked you out. Go away. We've replaced you.
We kept going. We don't need you.
Dylan, you scared me, man. You said it's the apocalypse. And, like, I don't know if you know this, but, like, there's a lot of, like, apocalypse-type talk recently in the news. You can't just
were
say
you guys
stuff
all recording?
Like that. Yes, we're talking about Chris Russell.
Okay, but I was gone.
So
why did you keep going without me?
Because Paul's the co-host. Megan's
you
the guest.
You didn't bring Alicia.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Right. Good point. Good point. Where's Alicia?
My computer just exploded. I'm now using my iPhone.
Wait, what?
I'm kidding. Okay. No, I'm kidding. It just killed me. It just kicked me all out.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought like
it was expressing our sentiments.
Yeah.
Continue, I guess.
So Chris
where
Russell,
did we leave off?
Chris Russell is the spiritual leader of Megan's team.
The spiritual leader.
Yeah.
Why is that?
He's got heart. He's willing to put his body on the line for the game.
You know what he does have?
An
overpriced contract.
And also an incredible ability to give up the puck every time he touches it, as Paul so kindly pointed out.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say a really nice bod.
Nope.
I mean, he might. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, on December 29th, Chris Russell lost 4-3 to Chicago. I guess Edmonton lost, but Chris Russell
he single-handedly lost that game.
He played 18 minutes and 50 seconds, and he blocked 7 shots. How many bruises do you think that guy had?
Well, that's why Chris Russell can't skate very well. It's because he's got 2x4s around his shins.
Paul, how many shots do you think you could block in the NHL before you just hang up the skates?
Before you retire.
This is becoming a theme.
Before they put your number in the rafters.
I assume we're wearing full equipment.
You're dressed like Chris Russell, let's say.
Oh.
2x4s and all.
That changes things. I'm gonna say I could get away with a solid 2 before one hit my ankle.
Is your ankle
and your ankle exploded?
Yeah.
Is your are you sensitive?
We call it a high ankle sprain. Lower body injury, undisclosed.
Are you like? Is your ankle a weak point for you?
I mean, it seems like all hockey players have the ankle as a weak point, and
I wonder why. It's not like they're skating. Like, what do you think happens
like
when
you
go around on 2 little blades on your feet?
There's a weak joint in that whole system right there. Yeah. Down near your foot.
You just tie your skates really tight, and usually it holds together, but you take a big slapper off the outside of the ankle, you're going down.
Speaking like a true Canadian. How about you, Megan? How many shots do you think you'd last? You're a goalie, right? So you're used to this.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
No, but Megan is so injury-prone that she would probably, like, step on the ice.
Actually, I think...
She would sprain her wrist.
Hold on.
When's the last time you remember me being injured?
Here's the thing. I think Megan knows her body very well. And this is the... I have a
this body talk.
We're getting into weird territory.
No, but I'm just saying she's very, like, she knows her boundaries. Oh, no, this is not better.
Okay, hold on.
No, all I'm saying
let
is
Let me pull
Megan,
the ripcord on this one.
So, like, for myself, last year in August, I injured my hip, but I didn't tell anyone, and I kept, like, training as if I wasn't injured. And then one day it, like, got really bad, and I couldn't, like, go upstairs. And then I finally saw a doctor. Whereas Megan, like... When she gets hurt, she's like, "I know this will get worse if I don't address it," and then she addresses it right away.
I'm very proactive on my injuries. I'm very vocal about them. Paul can attest to that. I'm a big old whiner, but at
this is why I know every time you're injured.
But at
this is why I have that thought in my head.
But at the same time that I'm injured, I'm also like going to physio and doing things to make it not feel terrible. So
right.
I think I could probably handle a couple shots, maybe like 1.5.
How many Chara slap shots to the head could you take?
I mean,
too soon.
Too
Sorry.
Soon,
too
man.
Soon.
Like that was a Calgary player too. I mean, I guess the guy's okay, but
no, it was Montreal.
Oh, it was Montreal. So, okay,
it was
they
Philip
were the
Deneau,
same colors. Okay, so.
Do you wow.
Oh, okay, sorry. That wasn't a racist comment, but.
So, wait, did we announce our website or did we just talk about the website we should have bought?
Yeah, that's all we did.
We started talking about Megan's team. So, Megan, so Chris is the, I guess, the spiritual leader. Obviously, Johnny Gaudreau would be wearing the C. So, assuming Chris Russell has the other assistant captain. Is there somebody else you'd like to appoint assistant captain on your roster?
Yeah, well, I was in the middle of talking about that, and then Dylan rudely came back.
Yeah.
But I think we've got to go with Evgeny Malkin on that. Like, he's clearly the top performer on my team, and I think it's important to, you know, recognize that.
Right.
Yeah.
It's good. It's solid.
Yeah.
I would have given it to Torrey Krug.
Yeah.
Why Krug?
Just because he's like 4'2".
You know what? Torrey Krug got a goal this week already. I'm feeling pretty proud of the guy.
I actually watched that game that he played in. that he played in.
That he scored.
I watched that hockey game in the sport that he played. No, I watched that game against Montreal, and Boston like walked all over Montreal. It was kind of embarrassing.
Which gave Torrey Krug the opportunity to score. It's great.
Yeah. He was also playing on their top power play, which I don't think he had been in the last while, which is why now he has... Well, I guess none of those were power play points, but...
Proven his worth.
There you go. Fantasy news for the week.
Fantasy advice, pick up Torrey Krug last week.
Mark.
Yeah.
I mean, wait, not Mark. Frick. Pratt. Listen up. Pratt talk.
Did you just say Frick?
Right. All right.
Frick.
Tag it explicit.
Explicit. I told you. Kids, okay, out of the car.
Dive from the windows.
Dive from the window. Parents, slow down to a cool 20. Kids, do duck and roll.
A nice cool 20.
Incredible.
Craig left. He's back.
Wait, where?
Man, this is
Craig?
Just a shit show right now.
Well, good thing we're recording. Oh wait, I'm not. I'm kidding. It's so sad.
Oh my god.
So wait, did we tell everyone our actual website?
Well, hold on. I had a whole transition plan. So okay. Thank you, Megan, for telling about your team. That last segment was brought to you by stlouisshoes.com for... One more time. No. stlouisshoes.com. That's spelled STLOUIS. shoes.com. It is your go-to stop for all things Winter's Coming Fantasy Hockey Podcast with Alex and Dylan related. Once again, that's stlouisshoes.com spelt... Okay, I'm not spelling that. whoa. Okay. Sorry, I said whoa because Craig... I don't think people know what's happening.
I don't
right
think
now.
People I mean, know who Craig is.
Look at those eyeballs on Craig.
Craig is
our recording bot in Discord.
No, Craig is he's Mark when bot. It's not Megan's birthday.
Yeah, he's our spiritual recording animal.
A spiritual recording animal. Let's
So we have a website now. It's stlouisshoes.com spelt S T.
Guys, let me stop you there. I miss the days that stlouisshoes.com took me to the league.
Oh, we have something for this. Dylan, stop it. We'll take you out again.
Okay.
So
you guys didn't kick me out last time, did you?
Again.
We thought about it, and then it happened. That's how things work. Mark... no, your name's not Mark. Paul.
Yeah.
You're confusing him and his brother.
It's classic. I wish people confused me with my brother.
That's a little sad.
I just like my brother. That's all.
Oh, okay.
Less sad.
I want to be him. I don't know. I can talk to my brother. Okay, let's talk Duncan. Duncan talk. He'd be my first overall draft in a brother fantasy draft.
How many brothers are you choosing from?
I figure I have the Hemsworth brothers. The
oh, you just get free reign of all the brothers?
All the brothers. As long as you have, you know, a sibling and you're male. Can I say that? I don't know.
Which Hemsworth is your go-to?
Liam, because it has less letters.
Than Chris?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it's like Chris. One less letter.
Well, Christopher.
Well, his name is Liam Tuffer.
Okay, I like to see the facts on that one, but
IMDb.com.
IMDb. Okay.
Go to stlouisshoes.com/IMDb.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Taking a look at so if you go to stlouisshoes.com, because Paul was complaining how he wishes how it used to go to our league page.
nobody knows that it went to our league page. Like, nobody knows that. Except
I use that a lot because sometimes I don't like my bookmark for this fantasy league is like in a couple of bookmarks. Like, it's in a bookmark folder.
Oh man, that must be tough.
Anyways, on the stlouisshoes.com website, there is a link on the side that actually goes to our league, so you can look how bad we are. Or good.
I'm doing quite well.
Yeah, if anyone wants to like give me advice, that'd be good.
Yeah, this is a fantasy hockey podcast where we ask for fantasy hockey advice.
Right in. Hey, and your recommendations.
Yeah. Briggy, where can they send their advice?
So that's what I was getting to that. Oh, my goodness. So if anybody has any questions, I'm sorry, Dylan. You're a great co-host. Don't let anyone tell you differently. If anybody has any advice, questions, comments, concerns, please direct your questions to yolobag@stlouisshoes.com. That's YOLOBAG. As everybody knows, our favorite team in the league, Yolo Swag Swahili, who has inspired so much talk and so much parody.
He's basically like a content generator. Like all he does is
he is our spirit animal.
Generate content.
League. He is if you
our spiritual leader.
The spirit animal.
Our spiritual leader.
Yeah.
If you
blocking shots.
If you come in and you were to, you know, pull anybody in the league. Anyone from, you know, Paul to Mark to Dylan to myself. And you ask, okay, what team can I look at to really just get an essence of what this league is about? We would direct you to Yolo Swag Swahili. And it was only appropriate that we name our mailbag section YOLOBAG@stlouisshoes.com.
So does that mean when somebody emails us, we just have to, like, immediately email back, like, some sort of rude insult to whoever emailed us? And then like send another email kind of explaining ourselves.
No, you'll email us and then we'll just, you know, answer it.
Okay.
Interesting concept.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ryan Pratt, if you're listening, we're expecting an email from you.
So speaking of which, we actually have some questions from our mailbag section.
We don't.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we do. We do.
Wow.
Okay, you ready? Megan and Paul?
Yeah.
Bring it.
I thought this one would be really useful.
This is not real.
Because you guys are really good at... you guys are married, as some people don't
know. You guys are really good at being married.
Well, you guys, you know...
It's true. We've been married for, like, 2.5 years now. I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, so I feel like you can give some good... you can give some good advice. For our first mailbag question. Is ghosting my cheating boyfriend going to end up badly?
I'm not up with the lingo. What's ghosting?
Ghosting is when you just like
disappear.
Cut off all contact.
You just peace out.
Oh no, then that's going to go really well. And that's it.
Next question.
That's it. Bring it. Next one. Next.
Okay. My Xbox. My ex boss. Oh my gosh. Keep it together. I'm a host of a podcast. Okay. My ex boss owes me paychecks from working for him, but he tells me he's broke. How do I get money from him?
I mean, could threaten to snap his femur.
That's like the hardest bone to threaten to break.
You would
Why
have
would you
to
threaten
have,
about that one?
You would have to dress him in skates and dress him as Chris Russell in order to break that femur.
But it really messes with someone's head when you tell them that. I know this for a fact.
Femur's the one
the
that's
jaws
like,
of life.
That's...
I will snap your femur with the jaws of life. Was that a good threat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
Really good.
Any other ideas, Paul, on how to get money from this shady sounding boss? Ex-boss? Xbox?
Well, I mean, you could go to some authority on the matter and get the law involved.
Hmm.
You know.
All right. Yeah, I guess that works.
I feel like people generally take to Facebook in this situation. I feel like I've seen this on Facebook. I don't think that's the correct authority.
I mean, Mark Zuckerberg owns our lives, but he's not necessarily an authority on paychecks, except giving himself large ones.
True.
And the last question that we have is, my brother prefers his computer life over his wife and children.
Cool.
Sorry, I should probably read the rest of the question. My brother ignores his wife and children to the detriment of his marriage and relationships with his kids and their financial. He spends all his time streaming on Twitch. How do I help my brother and get him get through to him?
What channel was that intervention show on? Was that Annie?
Huh? I'm not sure. Intervention, the show. What channel was that?
Yeah.
Showcase? Bravo. One of the two.
A&E? Something like
I don't know.
Yeah, you get that old guy that's always there on the intervention show.
Right.
He can end a Twitch addiction, I'm confident.
Woo.
Wait, don't you guys have a Twitch addiction?
No.
No.
You guys spend entire day a year.
24 hours per year, you got it.
That's a lot.
But if
that's
you drink all day one day a year, you're not like addicted to alcohol.
That's a good point. That's a great point, Fergie.
Just saying. Unless every day is that one day, then it's an issue.
No, math does not check out there, Fergie.
Okay. Or the next day, you don't remember the last day, so you think it's the first day.
Oh.
Ooh.
Of the one day. You know?
What is a day? Like, let's talk about this. Like, a day is a construct of time. I'm kidding. I'm not going to go into this.
it's a social construct.
What would be your first overall pick in a day draft? Sorry. Let's not do this.
I'm going with Saturday.
Ooh. That'd be a good...
I would take Friday.
Really?
Why Friday? You want to work.
But you
have work.
No, Dylan does retail. He doesn't always work Friday.
That's right.
And yeah, all the stuff is open on Friday.
Hmm. But what comes after Friday?
Yeah, but if you're picking a day to live constantly. Sunday.
Sorry, I already picked Saturday. You can't have it.
What's the word?
Okay.
Is Wednesday going to be the last overall pick?
Why?
I don't know.
I mean, I like Wednesdays.
Ooh, Megan with the contrarian view.
I like Wednesdays because I get to play soccer.
Ooh, right, because that has personal value. But not everyone plays soccer on Wednesdays.
No, just me. And Paul.
Right.
So
you could afford
the most important.
You could afford to take Wednesday pretty late in the draft and be confident that it would be there.
Yeah.
Right.
What would everybody take in the second round? We'd run out of days pretty quickly.
Sunday.
Tuesday. Oh.
And I was gonna say Thursday.
Sunday was gonna be my first rounder.
How many teams are in this draft?
Four.
Four. Four would be uncompetitive. Let's do 12. All right. All right.
Screw
and that
you,
was...
teams 8 through 12.
So that was it, that was a segment. I don't know what to call that.
I mean,
that was called day draft.
But draft pick number one doesn't always succeed, as proven by YOLO Swag.
But he wants. Yeah. Oof.
I mean, he did get Crosby, didn't he?
Yeah, but his team still hasn't won a game all season.
That wasn't supposed to get out. Oh, we already talked about that.
I was like, what? You
brought it
for
up.
For a second, I couldn't remember if you were here, Dylan.
I couldn't remember if I was here.
All right. Well, let's move on to Paul's team. So we kind of went over Megan's team and how, you know, wearing the captaincy would be Johnny Gaudreau and, you know, Chris Russell being the spiritual leader of the team, just with his grit and his blocking ability. And it gave
me. I have a question for the. I just want to know a thing about the team. How many more Ryans do you want on your team?
Irrelevant.
Wait, okay. I've got. I've got Ryan Johansson, Ryan Suter, and is that it?
Ryan Ellis.
Ryan Ellis. Yep. If I could get three more, I think I'd be good with that.
Bobby Ryan, is he still good?
No, he's not.
I mean, he's available.
I mean, I think this opens up a conversation here for trades. If you have a Ryan on your team, listeners, Paul's open to trades.
There's a lot of Ryans available on the waiver right now. There's Ryan Callahan.
I'm also looking to make a trade. I've decided that I'm open to trading Sergei Bobrovsky. However, I would
need... Well,
I sent
you a...
No, hold on.
I have Ryan Kessler. Do you want Ryan Kessler?
I need a goalie coming back.
I don't want Ryan Kessler.
And Sergei is basically the Russian Ryan. Like, so...
Sergei is Russian Ryan. I thought Sergei was Russian Steve.
No, it's Ryan.
I can't think of a Russian name that is more Ryan than Sergei. So
it's true. Sir Ryan Gay. but Paul, take us through your team. Who do you want to give a shout out to on your team?
Well,
there's a Ryan group available too.
If we're talking about week 14, I'd like to give a shout out to Robin Lehner for having an astounding 8.5 goals against average in like three appearances. And I mean, I've got my good buddy Jason Zucker, who was my team's namesake for about 48 minutes earlier this season.
Is Zucker not been good since that?
Yeah, I don't think he's scored since.
Oh, what?
No, he's pretty good. Last week,
he scored three games in a row.
Yeah, his like season rank is 35th.
Okay, he's very good.
That's not bad.
Yeah. And Riley Smith for being a little guy with a big heart and giving up the puck less than Chris Russell.
Mm. Riley Smith was like an okay player on his previous team of the Florida Panthers. Is that correct?
I believe you're correct.
And he's turned into a bit of a powerhouse with the Golden Knights, but I mean, who hasn't?
He's got that little man syndrome.
I don't know if people know this, and this is going to be the Golden Knights, after winning against the Hurricanes, now are number one in the league, which is
crazy. Incredible.
That's the cast offs of all your teams.
Wow.
Well, Fergie's out.
Dylan, Fergie's you're gone. Now the host.
Can I just say today I spoke with a gentleman wearing a Las Vegas Golden Knights hat, and I had a really hard time focusing on anything he was talking about because I thought it was really absurd that he was wearing a Golden Knights hat.
Well, when Fergie and I went to the game, the Canucks and the Knights, there was like 30 people we saw with Vegas Knights jerseys. It was kind of insane. We even saw a Vegas Knights camo jersey. How do you get those?
Well, I think on a daily basis, how much fun it would be to go to a Canucks game wearing any other jersey but a Canucks jersey. I mean, it's pretty good, and you almost get beat up in a Flames jersey, so I think it's got to be great if you show up in like a Tampa Bay Lightning jersey.
How do you feel about wearing a jersey of a team that's not playing? showing up to a Calgary Canucks game wearing a Tampa Bay Lightning jersey.
Yeah, you see, there's some history
never
there.
Never played for either team. Like, a Palat jersey. I'm just supporting the brand of the NHL.
The brand of the
I'd
NHL.
I'd wear an NHL jersey. I'd wear just like the NHL crest jersey. Can you buy
Batman on the back?
Can you buy referee jerseys? What would I put on the back?
Batman.
What number would Batman wear?
He's definitely a zero.
No, he'd wear 500 million. Because that's how much it costs to buy a team.
Just run around yelling, "I have a trade to announce." You're going to want to hear this.
You're going to want to hear... I can't do a Batman. That's... It's... the Chicago Blackhawks with the fourth overall pick.
It's way too Jersey.
Select.
That's way too Jersey.
You can't see me right now, but I'm shaking my head like I have like a bit of a twitch. And I'm smirking every time you boo me.
He just loves it.
Fergie, are you back?
Yeah, I think I cut out for a second.
Yeah, we lost you, but you're back.
I was waxing poetic about the Golden Knights, but...
Yeah, tell us about it.
Oh, I just was saying they're good.
So how does their defensive core even perform? They basically have no one that's better than a number six.
Well,
the thing is that when the defensemen have the puck, they have it for like 3 seconds and then it's on a forward stick. Like,
that's true.
They're good at defense because they never touch the puck, which has turned out to be a pretty good.
Which is also crazy because there's, I mean, coming to the trade deadline, there's going to be a ton of defensemen available, right? Like you could, they have a ton of assets from this.
Nobody's going to want Gabranson, which is going to be sad for me.
But like we're talking about names like I think I saw like Ekman Larson's going to be available and Demers and Hjalmarsson and like I mean I just named two different Arizona. I guess everybody in Arizona is going to be available.
Also, every seat in their arena is available
in Arizona.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's.
I just want them to move, man. Like, move to Seattle.
So apparently, Houston is another team that might return.
That would be awesome.
So,
cause team in Houston,
and then I guess they'd move Arizona to Houston, and then add in Seattle, so you don't get weird conferences.
Or the other way around, you move Arizona to Seattle.
I guess, yeah. I mean, the order of operations, I don't think really matters, but.
I would rather they move Arizona to Seattle and open. Do the new club in Houston, because I don't want a first overall team in my division.
So what's the Houston team's name? You're going to pick it.
Flood.
Oh, boy.
Doesn't it have to be NASA themed?
Yeah.
The Houston like, it has to problem? Be
like aeronautically, problem is like, you know.
Rockets melt ice, so.
Flood.
Oh.
How about the Stop. Houston Plutos?
That doesn't exist. Ah, that's what their name is right now, I should say. well, I don't know.
The Houston...
Houston Rovers?
How about the Houston Dog Astronauts?
Okay. What about just Houston hockey? The Hockies just are doing well this year.
The name them after a piece of equipment.
The Houston Winners.
The
call their shot.
Houston Goals. Just go for it. Just call yourself the Goals.
Houston 2
and the
Goal
Score. The Houston Stanley Cups.
So Paul, I understand you have a certain take or affinity for hockey announcers that you like to talk about?
Well, I don't think I should go into my Canucks views here.
No, this is a friendly podcast. You can...
We've already marked it explicit, so...
Yeah, no one's going to listen to it.
My hot Marshall takes laws on short effect,
so go ahead.
Can we just spend a minute talking about the magic that is Scott Oak's hair?
Scott Oak doesn't have hair. He has
magical clouds. Wisps of joy on top of his head.
He has like cotton candy. He has vanilla flavored cotton candy just growing out of the top of his head.
Yes.
It's just so wispy.
Yes.
For our international listeners, Scott Oak is a
Canadian treasure.
A Canadian treasure. So Hockey Night in Canada, which is what everybody wants to be on as a young Canadian growing up.
I can't wait till we get featured.
Scott Oak.
He'll get there.
He often will, he interviews players.
After hours.
After
he does
hours.
It after hours.
And he's been doing it for forever. And he always asks really funny, whenever he has to bring up Twitter and like talk about questions from Twitter, he always acts like it's just like this ridiculous thing that people are, you know.
I just like when he reads out Twitter handles that are like kind of weird. Yeah. He's like, this question is from DDDog82651. He asks, who was your favorite player growing up?
But yeah, Scott Oak, he's been on the air forever, so I guess he's been slowly losing his hair, but it's magical for sure.
Does Bob Cole still announce games?
Bob Cole announces 30% of games. And I don't mean like 30% of games on CBC. Like when he's announcing, he does it 30% of the time.
I swear every good NHL playoff highlight has Bob Cole announcing it.
It's true. Yeah. It's true.
Like, and oh, it's here he goes again.
But I always thought that he was bad at it. Like I was like, oh, he doesn't say the names. Like he's no Jim Houston. He doesn't know what's going on.
Oh.
But he kind of takes like the European approach to it where he's just like, he scores! Hey everybody. Unfortunately, after this, Discard decided to kick us all out. The only thing that's left is Fergie breathing a little too heavily into the mic, and I'm not sure you guys want to listen to that. So, we'll see you next week. Or you'll hear from us next week. I'm not really sure how this works. Bye!